Maggie Halsey is here, Disco TP, and she was at Charleston Music Confab last night for opening night of year three. Boy, what a great show.
That was an amazing show.
A lot of fun. Great kickoff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they started off with Tiger Dog.
Out of Charlotte.
Yes, I'm a little slow this morning.
That's okay. Yeah,
we surprised you with this, like, and you woke up and you were like, hey, want to come in?
So. Sure, why not? I'll hang out with you guys.
Yeah, Jesse B's the one you get that's like, hey, what's up? And you're not creeped out by it.
Well, yeah, if you text me at 6:15, I'm going to be creeped out.
And then Tyler Boone took the stage and rocked it, as always.
You know, I feel kind of bad for Tyler because everyone kept making fun of him for his Bravo debut.
He makes
debut.
It so easy, though.
Well, here's the thing. I know not all reality TV is fake, but I, being Tyler's friend, went up to him last night and was like, are you okay?
No,
did
God.
She really break your heart? And he was like, I can't talk to you right now. And I was like, what do you mean?
Let
and
me
he was
tell
like,
you
it's
something.
Fake.
This little devil last night, I'm like trying to say my goodbyes. And there is this one girl that is just all up in his mix like Betty Crocker.
Oh,
I mean, I thought she was a mink coat that was wrapping herself around Tyler. She's like, and literally, he's like, I got to wrap up and do all this kind of stuff. And then she leans over and says something to him. And the look and the blush that it suddenly, I was like, oh my, I don't know what she said. But boy, I haven't heard anything like that in a while, I'm guessing. And I
neither mean, had Tyler, apparently.
Carolina Ray. That
they
was,
were amazing. And they're out of Nashville,
this
right?
This was the two-piece. That obviously had a lot of White Stripes influence, but I was hearing a lot of Royal Blood as well. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't checked out Royal Blood, if you're a rock music fan, you will love Royal Blood, I promise you.
So good. Yeah, and I think they're two brothers.
And
they rocked it.
Abstract. That was cool because the lineup was just kind of, I would not say all over the road, but you were hearing different tastes all through it. And, mm-hmm. I mean, they leveled the place and set it up, teed it up for Seawater, who I'm going to play when we get out of the next break. I'm going to play Echo from Hit the Moon, the double album.
Nice.
You like my Seawater lid I bought last night?
It's very pretty.
That's right. Support local music.
But I think hands down, Abstract was the best. I mean, I love all the local artists that played last night, local, but I think Abstract rocked it last night.
Well, there's a pretty good distinction when we talk about Charleston Music Confab is the destination. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a lot of bands from other parts of the town that are doing what it takes to get here to showcase their music. And I think music fans in Charleston, if you're looking for something going on, you're getting turned on to some really good stuff. You're not going to walk into one of these venues over Charleston Music Confab and see a showcase and go, because this is like another level. You know what I mean? These aren't just a bunch of bands getting together for whatever. I mean, they're going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
And I think last night was a really good taste of all of the different types of genres that you will hear at Confab this year. So there are hip hop showcases, there are country showcases, there are singer songwriter showcases. So there's a little bit of something for everybody, no matter your taste, if you hit up all of the showcases at Confab this year.
Jorge Hemplo, you're going to go tonight to the Charleston Music Hall to see Anfernee, who we've had in studio.
Yes.
Johnny Jr., Walter Brown, and Maggie, you were talking about Angie Rose.
Yeah, so I don't really know a whole lot about her, unfortunately, but I was just watching some of her YouTube videos, and she is a very, very pretty girl, and she is a very hard rapper, and I was like, I need to see this girl. I need to see what she's all about, so I'm super excited to see her tonight and see. And that's it. You said Music Hall?
Mm-hmm. That'll be the Music Hall tonight. That's going to be a really great show. Perfect. I think Potter is going to MC that show.
He is.
Which
nice.
Is going to be great. I wish I could MC that show.
Wait, are you emceeing any tonight?
Not tonight. I'm doing some panels, including one this afternoon on the AAA and Active Rock format about 3:15. That's like part of the thing if you get a VIP all access, which is easy to do at charlestonmusicconfab.com. You can go to those things and kind of get the inside, if you will. And even if you're just a casual fan, you will see how the gears turn. I know Jesse B will be part of the social media panel.
Mm-hmm. And, on Saturday morning.
And that's going to be good. Nice. I'll try to get up for that.
No, you won't.
Well, I think
don't lie to me.
Royal American hosting Black Power Mixtape, Gravesend, and Lovesick Radio tonight.
Yeah, and you were telling me Black Power Mixtape. I need you to tell me about them because I started watching some of their videos, and I was like, who are these people? Because honestly, I only know Glass Mansions, which they're amazing out of Columbia, out of this lineup. But I need to hear about Black Power mixtape.
I would just definitely YouTube them. But it's like the hard stuff like I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Every once in a while, you just have to have one of those jams that makes you want to pick up a car and throw it.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a, you know. It's like if you ever do squats, you know, you're getting deep in the hole there, you know. You push up with a Pantera. You don't push up with like Gordon Lightfoot, you know. Yeah. You say these guys will hit you right in the face, and it's going to be fun. I bet people are going to be losing it there. And then Kingdom, Saban Sharp, Brandon Bailey, Caroline Dare, Cooper Allen, Brad Wells. And then not to mention Friday night, Atlas Road Crew.
That's going to be a good show.
That is going to be a great show. At the Charleston Music Hall on Friday, Matt Monday is going to be on the stage, and he's one of my favorites. Super MC. Royal American will feature Salute Shoals, who you hear on the Homegrown Rotation, and some really great bands like Swamp Gypsies. I got Kingdom, John King. We ran into Jules last night, who will be doing the MC stuff at John King. We tried to get him on stage last night, but I think he was a little nervous.
And go to John King tomorrow and check out Dylan Swenson. He was at the we play him in our Homegrown Rotation. He was there last night, and he is just so excited about being a part of Confab, and the like, it's infectious.
He embodies the spirit of the Charleston music scene, because that guy is there before and leaves after everybody else, and he just wants to say hi, and he's into the music, and he supports all these bands, and dude, You root for that guy. Absolutely. So definitely check him out at John King tomorrow night. He'll be alongside Spencer Rush and Regina Ferguson, who is an amazing artist as well. And then we'll wrap up Saturday, Little Stranger at the Music Farm with the Georgia Flood, Whitehall, and Danger Scene. That's a show. That's a really good show.
That's what I'm most excited about, that one right there.
But the full lineup is at charlestonmusicconfab.com. And again, you can find out more about the panels if you're into that sort of thing. But at least go to the shows, and if you don't want to buy a pass or go to a bunch of other stuff, you know, you just want to go but a la carte, you can do that, and the prices are reasonable for that as well. But yeah, get out and support
last night's showcase was like $10. Walk up at the door is like $10.
No, it was like five. Seeing,
at the door I think it was $10. I mean, you're seeing five bands for $10. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's pretty reasonable, if you want to do the individual bands.
But from your perspective, you know, with Charleston Music Confab in year three, as a big music person here in town, I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is actually the first Confab I've ever been to.
What? Really?
I know. So,
some expert.
I know. I was looking at you. I was like, I'm definitely not an expert since this is my first one. But I'm super excited to be involved and to be going to all the nighttime showcases. And, I mean, honestly, it's great for musicians for networking and from an education perspective, but also from like the locals' perspective. If you want to understand and get to know the music scene here and see how diverse it is, like you were saying, Jesse, this is a great opportunity to do it, because you're going to see, for example, last night, you're going to see some rap, some singer-songwriter, some hip-hop and rock, and they're all going to be together. And that's why Charleston's so great, and that's why Confab is so great, if you want to get to know all the musicians.
See, you could have lied, and I would have believed you.
Yeah.
She sounded like an expert toward the end. You really saved yourself.
Good.
CharlestonMusicConfab.com for tickets and information. Hope to see you at some of the shows.
And check out Maggie's blog. She does a fantastic job of covering the local and regional music scene, and you'll learn about some artists that you probably didn't know about already.
Yeah, you can follow along. I'll be at all the nighttime showcases, and it's Disco Teepee on all of the platforms.
Disco Teepee. Maggie Halsey. You can hang out as long as you'd like.
Yeah, I might take a nap since.
Well, will you switch chairs and let me take a nap? I need one. I'm telling you. It is 7:35. We will play the headliner at Confab opening night last night, Sea Water with Echo, next on The Bridge. Home.